this bulletin. Prime Minister Boris Johnson says he will work to repay the public's trust after his election victory. New Zealand rescuers to return to the White Island volcano to search for the bodies of two remaining victims. And in cricket, the day-night test between New Zealand and Australia to resume today. With the latest SBS News, I'm Stephanie Corsetti. British Prime Minister Boris Johnson is using his election victory as evidence for a mandate to remove Britain from the European Union. Mr. Johnson achieved a majority and the biggest Conservative win since former party leader and Prime Minister Margaret Thatcher in 1987. Labor's leader Jeremy Corbyn has announced he will step down early next year to reflect on the election defeat. Mr. Johnson says Brexit will be delivered by January 31st, but he wants to give everyone a break from politics for the holiday season.
We are going to unite and level up. Unite and level up, bringing together the whole of this incredible United Kingdom, England, Scotland, Wales, Northern Ireland, together, taking us forward, unleashing the potential of the whole country, delivering opportunity across the entire nation.
Meanwhile, protesters in London have voiced their opposition to the election result and questioned Mr. Johnson's moral character. Anti-Brexit campaigner Steve Bray is urging Mr. Johnson to be honest with the British people.
I mean, for me, Brexit is an absolute travesty for our nation because though it's like Turkey's voting for Christmas. Every deprived area voted to leave, and they are the people that will pay the biggest price. Boris Johnson, you know, to me, he's a proven liar, a cheat and a charlatan. The man is not fit for public office. To have him as Prime Minister of our nation is an absolute disgrace.
New Zealand Prime Minister Jacinda Ardern has praised the work of specialist rescue teams who successfully retrieved the remains of six people from Whakaari following this week's volcanic eruption. The recovery mission will continue on Saturday to find the final two people, with one believed to be in water close to the island. Ms. Ardern says the rescue mission required considerable bravery and it was one that needed to be carried out for the families of the victims.
We know that reunification won't ease that sense of loss or grief, because I don't think anything can. But we felt an enormous duty of care as New Zealanders to make sure that we brought their family members back.
US President Donald Trump has reached a trade deal with China, ending plans to impose tariffs on Chinese exports. It's hoped the decision will start to de-escalate the long-running dispute between the economic powers. The United States will also reduce some existing tariffs, while the Chinese have reportedly agreed to large purchases of US farmland. China says phase one of the agreement is based on the principles of respect and equality. And President Trump says he wouldn't mind a long impeachment process because he'd like to see the whistleblower involved, who he calls a fraud. The House of Representatives Judiciary Committee has approved two articles of impeachment against President Trump, and the charges will go before the full House next week. Mr. Trump is accused of abusing his powers because of his phone call with Ukraine's leader, who was under pressure to investigate the president's political rival. President Trump has again called the impeachment inquiry a hoax and a sham.
There was nothing done wrong. To use the power of impeachment on this nonsense is an embarrassment to this country. The president just said it. It's an embarrassment to our country. Thank you very much, everybody.
Jetstar pilots will stop work for 4 hours on Saturday and Sunday after negotiations broke down over a new enterprise agreement. The pilots have agreed to a 3% annual salary increase, but want changes to rostering to reduce pilot fatigue. Jetstar says the additional claims amount to a 15% wage increase. But the executive director of the Australian Federation of Air Pilots, Simon Lutton, says the airline is exaggerating the cost of the non-salary claims.
They've invented a mythical 15% cost increase, and they're circulating that as the reason why they've not been able to reach agreement with us, and nothing could be further from the truth. We're ready, willing and able to negotiate. We do not accept that it's 15% difference between us. That's a product of flawed costings by the company.
A former New South Wales minister who was jailed for misconduct in public office is expected to be released today. 76-year-old Lebanese-born Eddie Obeid was found guilty of lobbying a public servant to secure leases without disclosing his family's financial interests. Obeid is due to walk free from Silverwater Correction Complex this morning. In cricket, New Zealand will be hoping to make up ground when the day-night test against Australia resumes today. The Kiwis are 5 for 109 to Australia's 416, with New Zealand paceman Tim Southee hopeful the side can get back into the contest. Ross Taylor and BJ Watling are both not out and could hold the key to New Zealand's comeback. And now a look at today's weather. Perth, very hot and sunny, 41. Adelaide, cloud clearing, 25. Melbourne, mostly sunny, 21. Hobart, morning showers and 19. Canberra, smoke haze, 30. Wollongong, a possible late shower, 24. Sydney, possible morning smoke haze, 26. Newcastle, partly cloudy, 27. Brisbane, a possible shower or storm, 31. Cairns, mostly sunny, 34. And Darwin, shower or two and a possible storm, 35. I'm Stephanie Corsetti, SBS News.